in the New Testament, Jesus warns of the final separation of the righteous from the wicked. David's words in 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 7 remind us of this coming kingdom where judgment is certain. And so we must live in readiness, knowing that the righteous king will return. The kingdom of God is closer than we often realize. Every day is an opportunity for us as Christians to align our lives with his will and with these kingdom values. So Jesus' return may not be a distant event, but an imminent reality. Living with this awareness transforms our priorities, pushing us to seek righteousness and share the gospel with urgency. And the Bible frequently calls believers to be vigilant, like watchmen waiting for the morning. Just as a farmer prepares for harvest, we must prepare our hearts for Christ's return. The certainty of his coming should not create fear, but anticipation and motivation for holy living. It's easy to become distracted by the world's concerns, but the nearness of Christ's return calls us to be faithful stewards of our time, resources, and relationships. So let's not grow complacent, but remain diligent in living as citizens of his kingdom, proclaiming his message to those who do not yet know him. Here are three ways that you can pray this day. Ask for readiness for Christ's return. Pray for those who are far from God, and seek a heart that desires purity and holiness. Here are two different peoples that you can be praying for: Sirapong and Jesse Yaobang and their family, our missionaries in Thailand, and also the French European LifeWord broadcast for the people of Europe. One last thought. The King is coming. Are you prepared for his righteous reign?